handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I do appreciate you guys being here. August 23rd, it's a Wednesday, 2023. Yeah, guys, this is it. This is the end of the world as we know it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That was the show, guys. I thank you. Appreciate guys ever showing up, and that's how we do it. We got ourselves a situation here, and I don't know if we've all been paying attention to this in the right way, and then I'm going to point it out to you so that you can see what I am seeing. but an article went out here, and I want you guys to think about this for a second. This is an article from Gateway Pundit. I know that I'm going to parallel into a few things off of this. I just saw this before I jumped on air, and I thought, to me, this is stupid. Okay, this is how stupid works. So stupid is as stupid does. So we're gonna try to do things a little differently here in the world of Jim Price. I want you guys to think about this for a second here. There's an article out. I'm gonna read it, and I want to see if you guys get to the punchline where I think I'm at. Japan issues shelter in place for Okinawa after North Korea fires ballistic missile. North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile towards Japan on Wednesday, Thursday local time. The Japanese government issued a shelter in place. It shows the thing here, missile launch. The missile is believed to have been launched from North Korea. Evacuate inside a building. Now think about this, evacuate inside a building or underground, Okinawa. So my problem with that is everything that I just read to you. That is the problem with that. Now, why do I say that that's a problem? Well, for one, it tells you to shelter in place. So you know that there's an inbound missile and that you think that the very best place that you think you can go, that you, it's okay, right? Like you, it's, this is what we think we're going to do. Why would you run to a building when you know that they're targeting usually what? Not wide open spaces, not, you know, fields with cows in it, but buildings. That's how ludicrous this really is that this thing says Japan issues shelter in place for Okinawa because North Korea fires a ballistic missile. Now here, let me give you this. If Russia today, right now, 4:04 p.m. Central Time, were to launch a missile on August 23rd, 2023, on a Wednesday, they launched that missile over here. Do you know how much time I've got? None. 20, 40 minutes maybe to figure out what it is I want to do with the last seconds of my life. When I'm telling you guys this stuff that they issue a warning and then tell you to go get inside of a building, which is usually where they, you know, they, that's where they attack first. And the thing is that most buildings don't have what we consider to be bomb shelters like we used to have in some of the old buildings. We don't build that crap anymore because we build big old brown cardboard boxes made of flimsier material than what most cardboard boxes are made of. But this is what they want you to do. This is what they want you to believe. They want you guys to freak out that North Korea is going to blow up Japan. Are you guys... I wish they would. I'm telling you right now, it'd take Japan about 0.00001 seconds to figure out how to whoop their ass and take over. And even if they thought Japan was or China was going to back them up, ain't nobody worried about that either because China is a piece of crap. Now, why do I keep saying this? Why do I keep going down this road and say that China's crap and all this other? It's because I'm an idiot. I have no idea what I'm talking about, how I ever come up with this stupid idea that China is not as powerful as they need to be, or they should be, or are, or whatever it is. That, whatever, what do you want me to use there? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we've been lied to about China's power. We've been lied to about all this other stuff, but then we don't want to have that conversation. Why? Because that means that we got duped and we have to admit that we got it wrong, that we didn't do it right, that we didn't go and investigate ourselves. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a guy, I'm going to see if, I don't know if I could pull the, I wonder if I could pull that up. La, 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 where, oh, where, oh, where. Let's see, where did I send that? Who did I send that to? Who did I send that to? Huh. What did I do with that? All right, well, there's a that guy. Okay, so this guy, there was a guy, he's a TikToker, and it's a guy that I watch a lot of his stuff. I think he's very significant in this role of TikTok. And I don't, oh, let me do this. I know I can set it to myself real quick. I'll do this in 2 seconds. I want you guys to hear this, and I want you to see how he stumbled across and proved my point just now. I want you to hear what he has to say. Let me go to the app here. And give me just a second, guys. Don't go nowhere. Let's see. Where is it at? Is this it?
Banks are about to blow up the economy again in Oregon. 100 of these houses is one freely traded shares.
Nope, that's not it. Who bought our government? Let's see. Where is that at? I'm sorry, guys. I know this is right in the middle of a live show here, but I really want... Anyway, well, I just wanted to point out to how this guy actually just... Because what he did... So here, let me give you the analogy of what he did. I apologize. I wish I would have had that video up. But China... I said this on my midday radio show today in WYSL. Go WYSL1040.com. You can go there and listen to the episode from today. But listen, this is how this works. So I've told, I could show you the Ghost City article. Can we do that? I've showed you guys the Ghost Cities, haven't I? I've showed you that in the past. So the Ghost Cities actually will tell you that there are all these fictitious cities. And they're saying that these fictitious cities were built because people there believe that owning property is where you hide your wealth or build your wealth. Well, these companies have been going out selling empty towns. They've been selling all these developments, all these buildings, all these roads, all these commercial spaces as being places that they're building their wealth. So they're like, oh, bet, yeah, we'll take your money and we're going to go build this building. Well, the sad part of it is they were building for nobody. They're building a building for nobody. But I think that the government itself tied back into everybody has to have a cell phone in China. You know, that whole rule, everybody has to have a cell phone. Well, I do believe that the idea behind that shows that the cities themselves are full of people, how we have 1.3 billion Chinamen there. But I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I only have them at about 650 million at best. My best number for China is 650 million. And I don't have anybody that, I guess I'm saying that. If someone could go out and show me how they can actually prove that there are people there, prove that these things exist, prove it, they can't. They can't. I basically was able to go through and figure out that they had actually been doing these numbers for probably 30 or 40 years. They've been over-reporting. Guys, 40 to almost 50 years ago, they stopped letting people have more than one child. Think about that. 40 years ago, they stopped letting people have more than one kid, and most of the time they were having abortions because they wanted boys and not girls. So the sad part of this is that they already created this entire destruction, and they have been trying to maintain their, you know, their stance in the global government, and they're not. And I don't give a shit if Xi Jinping with his little squinty eyes and shitty attitude was sitting right here next to me, I'd tell him the same damn thing. I'm not afraid of him, and you should not be either. Why would you be afraid of him? He is the chairman of a political group. Are you afraid of, who is it that runs the RNC? You know, are you afraid of the Republican National Committee, or are you worried about that person who runs the RNC? Are you afraid of them? Do you even know who runs the, let's do this, who runs it? Who is, let's see, who is the head of the DNC? Let's see, James Harrison, officially elected a Democrat National Committee. Yeah, so it looks like Jamie Harrison. Harrison is considered early exit amid, so there's a getting out early. So who's actually it right now? Who is in charge of the DNC? Well, let's see. Who is it? It doesn't really tell me. So it looks like this Jamie, whatever it is. Jamie Harrison is the one that they've showed up here. Maybe it's someone different now. But yeah, they're still showing Jamie Harrison, 48. Okay, so why do I get these calls in the middle of my show? Hey, Rebecca Wells, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here on Facebook. Thank you so much. And John Kennedy, good to see you on Cloud Hub as well. So are you afraid of Jamie Harrison? Hell, I didn't even know who it was. I can at least do Xi Jinping. I know that that individual exists legitimately, right? So Trump will not be arrested tomorrow again because he's a sovereign under the real Constitution. Absolutely, John. You're a good shot on that. I heard a theory that nuclear weapons don't even exist. John, I believe you're absolutely correct. John Kennedy over on Cloud Hub. I do believe you're correct on that. I do not believe that we have what we say we have. I think we've all been pissing up a rope. I mean, seriously, guys, I think we've been lying to ourselves for so long, we don't know how to not lie to ourselves. I mean, this is all we have done over and over and over and over again. But anyway, I digress. But guys, oh, by the way, guys, go over to Twitter and follow me on Twitter. Twitter, I am losing people on Twitter daily. I get up, my numbers are, you know, they start creeping up, start getting there, and then they fall away almost instantaneously. So if you guys want to go over there and do that likey or follow thing, that would be greatly appreciated. But yeah, Twitter is screwing me over there. Anyway, supposedly we don't blacklist anymore, but sure seems like we do. Anyway, so, oh, by the way, so we want to talk about the elephant in the room. Trump's deal tomorrow, I think tonight's call or tonight's event with Tucker Carlson is going to release an interview with Trump that was recorded week before last. And it will be released tonight at 9 p.m. Central or 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's exactly the same time we're going to see the Republican debate. Now, if you guys know that the Republican debate is going to be a bunch of warmongers talking about how that Ukraine is an essential part of the freedom and democracy of America, that tells you that they're on the wrong side of everything. So just understand that, guys. Just know that this is coming. I will paraphrase the entire thing for you. They will say that they will not talk about J6ers. They will talk about his insurrection, so be disappointed there. They'll talk about the Ukrainian war and how they need to free the Ukrainian people and that Russia is the aggressor. They're going to talk about how they're going to, you know, limit the government and give you more freedom and less regulation and talking points, oh, and abortion and education choice and all this other shit that they're going to lie to you about. So just be prepared for those things. That's how it's going to go. And then Trump, I was trying to talk to Josh a little bit about this today, and I don't know if he really caught what I was trying to say. Sorry, my autofocus is messing up there, so I need to turn that off. I think that the deep state, you know, okay, everybody's a hacker, right? Everybody has a hacker. The government has hackers. Hackers have hackers, the whole thing. I guarantee you that someone has already got a copy of this has already reviewed it, know exactly how they're going to act. Now, I do wonder if this would not be the reason or the key to turn off all the internet, to turn off, to do a blackout situation, to create the comms loss, right? So, again, I don't know what that really means or if it's going to really happen, but I hope it wouldn't. But I do expect that to happen sometime, and this might be a really good time for them to click the old switch, you know, right in the middle of when we are at our hottest in the summer here in the Midwest. I mean, there's a heat dome going over us right now, which has all been created by the hurricane that went in and flooded Phoenix and Las Vegas, but put some water in LA. I don't know. That hurricane never really hit the California coast like it was supposed to. But this is the world we're living in, where this is actually a big deal. Jim, did you know a good site to watch Trump and Tucker tonight? It's only going to be on Twitter. So the Trump interview was only going to be on Twitter. So Trump is going to go back to Twitter without going back to Twitter. You see how that works. But be mindful that that's what we're going to see going forward. I do believe Trump is going to be a little lambastic. I think he's going to go out there and say some things that he's been wanting to say and hasn't had the opportunity. I think Tucker is going to let him... I think Trump is going to be allowed to say things in a way that he gets to get his message out. I don't know if that makes sense or not. I think too many times through all these other outlets, even Hannity and others, I don't think you see that that's all scripted, all very tight control, very limited. They edit things out, and so that's a thing. But anyway, just kind of going forward, this is kind of a neat thing for us. I think we should be excited to be a part of history, knowing this is going to happen, be a part, be ready. But I don't know. I just, the whole shelter in place from Japan and the whole this and that. This is not going to end well. DNC to fly anti-Republican plane over GOP debate despite city cries about climate emergency. So the DNC is going to fly a plane outside the convention center while the people inside the convention center talk about the DNC being a piece of shit. So the DNC National Committee has reportedly hired a pilot to fly a banner across Milwaukee on Wednesday night to paint Republicans as extremists. Nothing says we're in a climate change like, I don't know, paying a pilot to fly around wildly without any destination. That's fine. But anyway, that's kind of cool. Jesus, they can't help themselves. They cannot help themselves but contradict themselves over this stuff over and over and over and over again. Argentina leftist movement coordinate a wave of supermarket looting and robberies in the country. Why is that always a thing? Why is that always a thing? I don't get that. Why does the left act like they are just, there's so much above the fray, and then this happens? Remember that Russian mercenary, the Wagner Group? He actually came up dead in a plane crash. That happens because, I don't know, because we're a piece of shit. I'm sure that America was the reason that was the... My first instinct, now that I know how my country works and what it does and how much of a piece of shit we are, my first thing when I read the Russian mercenary Wagner Group chief was reportedly killed in a plane crash, but they say he was downed by Russians. No, he was downed by us. What, remember Wagner, the guy, that guy that was supposed to going to do the coup? Anyway, let's go ahead and read it here. Mercenary Wagner, he reported had been on an Embry Legacy 700 private jet owned by the Wagner Group that crashed after being shot down over Tver, Russia. It says it was shot down by the Russian military on Wednesday. Let me give you something for a second. Hold on. Hold the damn phone. Hold on. Hold on. We have top 100 terrorists on Earth coming across the southern border. We have people committing federal crimes coming across the southern border. We're giving these people up to $20,000 a month in benefits and cash. We have terrorists showing up at our southern border. We're not bombing them. We're not shooting them for breaking federal laws. We're giving them amnesty. Oh, we're giving them amnesty. But do you believe that the Russian military in the middle of Russia shoots down a plane flying across Russia so that it will wildly crash wherever it lands? Do you believe that Russia shot down a plane with a trajectory, shoots it, and it goes into an unknown trajectory into Russian territory? Hell, we couldn't even shoot down a weather balloon because we were worried it might hit something, and it was just a weather balloon. This is a jet flying 600 miles an hour, and we're going to shoot it out of the sky and hope it crashes somewhere safe? We did? You think Russia did that? Really? I mean, guys. Hello? Anyway, so that's the thing. That's how that works. See, Kenny says, I think we've all been waiting for Trump to speak his mind and tell us, for instance, that Biden has been playing by actors since stealing the presidency. John Kennedy, I will go one better for you. Let's do this. I'm going to send you this video. Let's see. I want to do this video for you guys to watch. Let's see here. What was it? Twitter. Is that where we can do that? Where is it? I want to show you guys something. How do you spell Maui? M-A-U-I. Is that right? Maui. Where'd it go? Oh, yeah, by the way, Biden's house got hit by lightning 30 years ago, and he told the people in Maui that he knows what it's like to lose a house because he could have lost his house, his dog, or his cat, and his wife if the house had caught on fire. Because that's the same as the people who watch the government torch their house with lasers, by the way. Yeah, that's a real thing. If you guys look at the footage of the shorelines in Maui, you would realize that that is absolutely an absolutely scripted fire. You can see where one building next to one building next to another building, they all have different burn rates. They all have these different things going on. And I cannot believe I cannot find this stupid. Okay, here we go. Oh, so I'm going to get this one for the Daily Caller. Now, oh, this is fine. We'll do this. Work with me, guys. Don't go nowhere. All right. This was good enough here. Okay. Now, see this video? See this photo? Now, we see this. This is actually from, oh, come on, guys. Don't do that to me. This is actually from the Daily Caller. And if you look, that... You see this SUV that the pedo in chief is in? Do you guys realize that that is two models ago of an SUV? You guys see that? You see that SUV? That's two models ago. That is two models ago. That's not even a current model Chevy. You guys realize that, right? But then let me see if I can find the other part. So you guys saw that, right? So you saw that. Two generations or two models ago Chevy. That's what they're saying that the president's riding around in. But, oh, here's the video. Ah, here's the video. This is going to be perfect. This is a video. Let me tune it up a little bit and make sure it's in there nice and neat. Okay, this video. I want you guys to point out to me the police escort and the ambulance that is supposed to be required for all presidential escorts.
All right.
Wow, he's finally here. Wow, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for nothing. Fuck you.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Hey, radio, fuck you! Joe Biden, fuck you!
Fuck you! Good job, guys. That's something.
I don't want to give away the secret, but where did you guys see? Where did you guys see the ambulance? Okay, you guys saw that the Chevy, right? Okay, let's do this. Let me see. I can find. I can't even. I'm not gonna do that. Okay, that is not a brand new SUV. Okay, and those are not brand new SUVs. Where was the turret gun? You know the one SUV that's got the little rectangle on top of it. You know that flops open so that they have the Gatling gun in there. You know about that one, right? Okay, where was that truck? Okay, it looks just like the Beast, but where was the Beast? How come we don't see the Beast? How come he showed up in Maui, okay, which is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? He flew all the way to Maui in Air Force 2. He flew in an administration plane, not the 747. But by the way, guys, let me give you another piece to this. The 747s that were delivered 2 years ago have not been... That those aren't the ones that Joe is flying. He's still flying the old planes. So why is he flying the old planes? Why doesn't he have an entourage that actually equals that of Trump's? Why doesn't he have Secret Service dressed in uniforms like they're supposed to be? Why does he have people in khakis and coats and hats and all this other stuff? I mean, I just ask him for a friend, folks. You want to prove me wrong. You want to say I'm a crazy man. But tell me. Tell me that that is a presidential entourage. Oh, yeah, there was a few SUVs in there. But where was the entourage? Where were those people? Where were the people that were lining up along him to show that he needed to be secured and all this other stuff? Where was he blocked out at? I'm going to see if I can find another one here. Why was he on the beach? Why was Joe on the beach with people walking around him as if nothing was going on? Like he wasn't even there. Like he wasn't even the guy who was there. Think about that. And now people have actually figured out that there were certain colors that were not burnt in Maui as well. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but let me see. I'm trying to find us another. What is this? The one? Oh, is this the one where he says his house? He almost lost his house. That was a brilliant. I mean, golly, folks. Talking about how, oh, that's not the video. He actually went on to talk about, I can't believe he said it. I was floored. Oh, here we go. Here's a video. Let's do this one. Let's get this one in here. This is actually a Twitter feed one here. So let's do this one. I want to show you guys. You see that video there in the corner? Let's go. We're going to go ahead and play it from the beginning. Just play it from the beginning. I don't know what that lady's saying, but we'll listen to it.
There are a bunch of people out here. They've been here for hours.
Okay, see the plane on the left-hand side, guys? Do you see that? Do you see the plane on the left-hand side? That's not Air Force One. Granted, I know when the president is in any aircraft whatsoever, it's always called Air Force One. I get that. But that is not what you fly across the big pond in. You don't. If you're going to be the president, you go to the one that's got the air defense systems in it. You go to the one that has the ability to secure you.
A bunch of them are protesting. They have their makeshift signs, cardboard signs. A lot of them saying, as we've been talking about, that he's too late. Some of them feel that he should have been here much earlier. Other signs that say actions speak louder than words. So hearing a lot from the people here, as well as Hawaiian flags.
So think about that, guys. What you just saw right there proves my point. What you just saw there between the entourage and that last video just there, the entourage and what he was, come on. It is absolutely unbelievable that we did not realize that we are being absolutely duped. Absolutely duped. Let's see here. Where are we at here? And by the way, this was all nothing more than a land grab that took away, this is going to take away thousands of acres of millions of dollars, thousands of acres worth millions of dollars is going to be taken from people because of an eminent domain. They will not let them rebuild, and they're going to turn this into one of their little cool kids club over there. And that is absolutely... This is the reality of it, guys. I want to find this other video. Where is it at? Where's the one where he says that my house... Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's see. Fox actually did this one? Come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Where is it at? Oh, here we go.
I know from experience.
Well, this is... This is going to be hard to swallow if you have anybody who was involved in this fire at all. But listen to this tool. Listen, this is a guy that is your president.
I know from experience how much anxiety and fear and concern there are in the people. We didn't lose our whole home, but lightning struck and we lost an awful lot of it about 15 years ago.
Okay, so the part where this video didn't go in to say is where he said, well, I almost lost my wife and my cat and my Corvette. So that's a thing. Let's see if this is it here. Let's see if we can do this video here. Let's see if this is the one where he shoots his mouth off. Maybe this is it. Oh, shoot. I didn't have it up right. So let me get this done. Come on.
I don't want to.
Okay, so I think this is the one where he does the whole story thing because he's a cool kid. He wants everybody to feel sorry for him and his life. So here's where the dumbass goes out and says something stupid.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home.
A sunny Sunday?
On a little lake. It's outside of...
Hold on a second here, guys. Hold on a second. Hold on. So first of all, it wasn't 15 years ago. It was further than that. And then he said it was a sunny Sunday where he went into town to meet the press. But so he left D.C. on a Friday to come back on a Sunday, to go back on a Sunday, to come back on a Monday because he rides the train every time. Remember that, guys? Remember? But also I want to ask you this. What was 15 years ago? What was going on 15 years ago? We're in 23 now, so if I take 10 off of that, that's 2013. If I take another 5 off that, that puts me in the 2018 or 2008, right? So I go back to 13's 10, I go back 5, that's 2008. Who was president then? So you're telling me the vice president's house was hit by lightning and then we didn't get told about it? I'm just asking for a friend here, so, you know, what do I... All right, let's go back to this riveting story here. I mean, well, gosh, let's go back a little bit. We don't want to forget any of it.
Years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday.
Sunny Sunday.
Lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond. And hit a wire and came up underneath our home. Into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct.
That's a lot.
Make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters, the way they responded. You know, there's an old expression. I grew up right across the street from a fire hall in Claymont, Delaware. And the expression is, God made man, then he made a few firefighters. You're all crazy, thank God. The only people who run into flames to help other people.
Okay.
And they ran into flames.
All right, sir, get off the microphone. Anyway, you heard what he was saying there, right? Let me catch up on some of the comments here. Janet, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Carrie Cameron as well. Rebecca Wells, Pete Chalk is here as well. Man, you guys are killing it today. Thank you guys so much for being here. And let me catch up on your comments. John Kennedy is John, thanks for spelling Maui for me. I appreciate it. John is my spell check guy for me, I think. I think the people are already about ready to feel their power. and there's no stopping us. Well, John, I said this on the radio show, and I'll say it again. Ain't nobody coming to America because they're afraid of us. The only thing that fears I am afraid of is my fellow thin blue line or the military who's stupid enough to shoot American people who are trying to defend their freedom. That is what scares me. So that's kind of my analogy to that whole thing. But just be mindful of those things when we think about how this is all going to go down. All right, why is it not giving me all my comments there? Very good. All right, so going back, Rebecca Wells says, Carrie says, Rebecca said this, Jim, how come they don't talk about President Ford or Vice President Quayle? Well, guys, there were some people that were placeholders, and there were other people that were newsmakers, and that's kind of how you look at that whole thing. Cameron says, Carrie says, wish I had a got a hit by the lightning. Oh, wish he would have gotten hit by the lightning. Now that would have been epic. Now, guys, listen to this. Let me tell you something. First of all, everything in that story is a lie. If my pond in my yard, in my field, or whatever it is, gets hit by lightning, the lightning is discharged not only into the atmosphere, but into the water. And it doesn't kill the fish, and it doesn't kill the algae, and it doesn't kill anything inside of there. Now, that water then gets electrified, and it just dissipates. My problem is that the electricity does not travel up to the house and through the ductwork, because the ductwork is made out of galvanized steel, which is very super low conductive, and it is a very big resistant. It will not allow for the energy to travel along the outsides of the metal, because electricity travels on the outside of the wire, not in the inside of the wire. So don't think that it does go inside the wire, but it does travel on the outside of the wire where inside of the sheathing. The sheathing is to protect you because electricity is on the outside. Understand that. Now, electricity does not travel through ductwork. And he didn't lose a portion of his house. And he didn't lose his damn Corvette. And he didn't lose the cat. And he didn't lose his wife. And if it was a sunshiny day, what? So a sunshiny day, my pond was hit. So my furnace got electrocuted. Did. That's the stupidest shit on earth, guys. Every bit of that story is completely debunked. There. Rebecca Wells says, 67 Corvette, what year did he go to Washington? Well, see, that was probably his little, you got to be senator prize from somebody. Somehow, I bet you somehow there's a correlation between that Mustang and him getting elected. Just like the same time he killed his wife and his daughter to be elected. You understand that, right? The sacrifice was killing his wife to go into politics. I don't think we get it all the time, guys. When the devil makes a deal with you, it doesn't always make it to where it's good for everybody else. The devil makes a deal with you. You get what you wanted, right? Well, you want this. Well, something has to be sacrificed. You don't create energy. Energy changes forms. So think of it in that way, right? You got to be careful what we wish for out there. A lot of people say things like, oh, this and that, and... John Kennedy, now you got to watch your mouth there, buddy. This is a Christian show. Anyway, I'm just kidding. John Kennedy goes, where'd it go? Why did that change? Why do you do this to me? Oh, I see what I did there. I went to the wrong feed. There we go. Yes, Jim, JB is a big fat penis. And before you sensitive eared people, he used the D word. I think it's funny. All right, let's go back to the comments here. Janet, she's just laughing at us. And then Rebecca, she says, I don't know who writes this script, but it's so freaking funny. Still, they don't want to wake up. Well, the people don't want to wake up because they don't want to be wrong. You got to understand this. People are not waking up because they don't want to be wrong. You are fighting the psychology of the selfish ego nature of human beings. Listen to me. You're fighting the psychology of the ego-driven human being that cannot be wrong. That's why we have stupid people doing stupid things. That's it. They don't want to be wrong. That's it. I mean, that's all this is. They don't want to be wrong. I don't want to be wrong. Who wants to be wrong? Who wants to admit that they're wrong? I mean, seriously, this guy will get up there and tell you that he knew the conductor and they knew him and he drove back and forth every single, did he say he went every day? How many times a week did he go back and forth every day? Is that what he said? He wanted to be home in time for dinner? Does anybody ever fact check that? Has anybody ever looked into whether this guy can actually get back and forth to, he could get back and forth to wherever he lived every single day? Has anybody timed that? Let me do this. We'll do it now. This is what we do, right? We just point out the fact that these people are full of shit. How far does Joe Biden live from D.C.? Let's see. NPR. Oh, this ought to be good. Let's see here. Biden is in Delaware this weekend, a place he has spent a lot of time as president. In fact, oh, this is NPR bothering to say that. In fact, he spent twice as many weekends at his home there as in the White House. Sometime next week, he's expected to start a summer vacation in Delaware. They don't give me the distance here. I was wanting the distance. I can see that they were there a lot. Joe Biden keeps leaving D.C. for the weekend. How many days has Joe Biden spent away from the house? Joe Biden's house is a White House. Let's see, 802,000. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, okay. Well, CNN has backed the lie. Now, guys, no. Okay, listen. This is important stuff. Let's go. It's CNN. Listen. CNN rode the rails with former Vice President Joe Biden as he took the train from Washington to Wilmington, Delaware, following President Donald Trump's inauguration. Biden rode with his wife, Jill. Oh, wait, so the ex-vice president on the day of inauguration rides the train back to Delaware? So where's the Secret Service on that one? This guy's like a wild cannon. He don't care. Come and kill me. Assassinate me. I dare you. Let's see here. So this is CNN says, what were your last words to former President Obama when you saw him off? I'll see you in a couple weeks, which I will. CNN, have you set up regular times to meet? Biden, we're going to see each other. We have a lot of work we are going to be doing together. And look, I know it sounds corny, but we're close friends. Have you seen them together? When was the last time you saw them together, like hanging out? Like you saw them at a couple events, you know, solar panel factories and some bullshit truck, you know, electric truck factories. But what is this? He's saying, but we're close friends. For example, as we're meeting, Vice President Pence and the president-elect, now president, for tea, our little granddaughter was being hustled away because she spent the night. She and Sasha Obama spent the night together. Okay, so Biden's granddaughter spent the night with Sasha? Why would she be spending the night with a teen or a 20-something girl? That doesn't make sense. CNN, this train is a part of your personal story. Do you find yourself reflecting more while you're on here? What does it mean to mean riding out? Biden, what I used to do, literally, you ride along here at night going home and you look out and you look in the windows and see the lights on and think, I mean this sincerely, what is going on at the kitchen table? What are people thinking about? What are their real worries? It's because you're a politician. You don't know what their real worries are because you're an idiot. So anyway, I have made over, they actually calculated it, the conductors, 8,200 round trips over 2 million miles on Amtrak, 259 miles round trip a day, not every day, but an average of 217 days a year. This is my family, and this is why I wanted to go home the way I came. Do you guys believe any of that shit? 8,200 round trips is what he's saying? He drove back and forth, rode back and forth 217 times a year? Congress is not even in business that many days a year. So he went back every night. He rode a train for almost 2.5 hours to 3 hours there and back every day. I mean, seriously, guys, can you do the math for me on this? Let's say it's only an hour and a half. Let's say Jimmy's exaggerating. They said it was a 200 and, hold on a second. Let me get the numbers right. God knows, we don't want to screw it up because he does enough lying already for us. 259 miles. So let's do this. 125 miles. I don't even know how to answer this. That doesn't even make sense. So 125 miles divided by, let's say they were going 50 miles an hour. That's 2.5 hours. If they stayed constant at 50 miles an hour. Did you hear what I just said? So an average of 5 hours a day, if they were going 50 the entire time, which they do have other stops. It's not a direct train, guys. 2.5 hours. That's 5 hours a day. That doesn't count the part where you wait on the train. That's not the part where you walk from the train station to your home. That's just train time alone, gate to gate. If they went 50 miles an hour the whole time, that means that they had to be going higher than 60 to 70 miles an hour on the straightaways, that way that they compensate for the slowing portions, the speeding up and slowing down. It makes sense if she had been taught to groom. Family affair, got to keep them traditions going. Oh, yeah. Woo. See, this is the problem, guys. I could sit here in just microseconds, tear apart this man's story that he spent 5 hours a day traveling back and forth 125 miles one way, 259 miles round trip. That's more than 125 miles one way. I was trying to do round numbers so that we can, you know, we don't screw it up. God knows. Don't you guys get tired of that shit? Don't you guys get tired of it? It absolutely drives me crazy. Laughing as all we can do at this point to keep our sanity. Yeah, if you don't laugh, you have to cry, Rebecca. Seriously, think about it. This is unbelievable. I mean, this stuff is just absolute blatant lies. They're lying to you, and they're like, no, this is the truth. And they're like, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's the truth. 125 miles one direction. How far? Hold on a second here. How far? Let's see. I don't remember. Yeah. I could almost go to Kansas City, Missouri, and it takes me, if I'm driving 75 miles an hour, it still takes me 2.5 hours to get to Kansas City at almost 80, 85 miles an hour. I can get on the turnpike 1 mile from my house, And I can go to Kansas City and get off there, and I can be there in just under 3 hours. 2.5 hours, I'm really trying. That's if I don't take a pee break. And it's almost the same distance, within 25, 30 miles of the same place. Think about that, guys. So he's saying that he drove back and forth, and we're going to go with the Jimmy math here where we said it's only 2.5 hours because we don't want to exaggerate, that at least they were going 50, an average of 50 miles an hour the entire time. There's no way that guy got there in that time. There's no way. That doesn't exist. That doesn't work. Think about that. It doesn't exist. There's no way. Okay. Let me do this. How much does it cost to ride a train from DC to Delaware? Let's see if this works. Oh, okay, let's see. Room to roam. See my options. Okay, let's see. A train to Wilmington, Delaware. So they're saying that I can get to... They said the train will take 1.5 hours. Okay, well, let's do that. Let's see what we got here. And let's see. If I take the train at 5 o'clock, anytime after 5 a.m. in the morning, it's $114 one way. If I take it, let's say he gets off around 6 o'clock. He's heading home. It's $105 from to back. So I'm going to, let's say it's $100 both ways. God dang, I got myself in a rabbit hole here. Okay, hold on a second here. Let's do this. So now we're going to say it's 1.5 hours. So that's only 3 hours a day, you dummies. I dare you say 5 hours. But the train says it will go, this train, I don't know what this, it says it's Amtrak. So Amtrak from Washington Union Station to Wilmington, Delaware. Now, I will grant it, the train station is within a block or two of the Capitol building. I could see you making it. But when you were president, you had the presidential house there in D.C., so why would you have gone back during those times? Okay, that I digress. So 8,200 times, hell, guys, let's just say he got a special deal. It's only $100 a trip, right? He spent almost $1 million just on train tickets. I mean, I guess if you are a congressman and that's only $100. That's only $100 a trip. It's probably 200 times. He said 214 a year. That's still, guys, that's still $42,000, $43,000 a year. $43,000 a year he spent riding a train back and forth? This is what you want me to believe? Is this the shit you're telling me? That he, oh, no, he got a, did he get a train pass? Did he get a yearly pass? Is that what they did? Oh, that's right. Remember, Amtrak gets billions of dollars from the federal government every year for operating costs because they cannot afford on their own business model to maintain operation. Yeah, Jeanette says $10 at 4:55 a.m., $114 at 2:55 p.m. Yeah, it depends on which way you're going and what time. Yeah, here's one for 3:15. You could get a direct one there for $10. So at 3:15 a.m., you can go for $10. But then there's one at 6:30 that gets you there for $18. So are you telling me that Joe Biden was getting up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to make the trip back to D.C. to be there so that he could get the $18 trip? Do you think that's what he was doing? I mean, this is weird shit, guys. It takes about 1.5 hours. I just looked it up. Yeah, Jeanette says she's looked it up too. Is Amtrak from D.C. is 1.5 hours. That's fine. That's still 3 hours a day. I mean, I don't know, guys. I am flabbergasted. I guess I should really believe that Joe is the inspirational, patriotic leader public servant that we really needed. I should really look at his stuff. I don't know. This, even if it was $100 round trip a day, that's $500 a week. Who has $500 a week to ride the train? I mean, seriously, think about that. $500 a week? That's a lot of money. So anyway, well, Carrie Cameron, thank you so much. You were really a good contributor today. Thank you so much for what you've been doing out there. Rebecca Wells, it's good to see you as well. John Kennedy was killing it, especially with helping me with how to spell Maui. I'm just kidding you, man. But what about, you know, Amtrak? They don't have a real good safety record. They don't have a real good on-time record. Do you think they were always on time and getting there what he wanted to be? I mean, just asking for a friend. Jeanette, good to thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution and all the stuff you were talking about there with all the different things. I don't know. I just, to me, it feels like there's a lot of fallacy. There's a lot of things that we can just almost poke fun at, which we have done a very good job of poking fun at Joe because, well, he makes it easy for us. All right, guys. Well, remember, we got Trump stuff coming up tomorrow. We got the interview with Tucker Carlson tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That will be exciting to see what he's going to say, how he's going to say it, all that good stuff. Let's see if there's going to be any bombshells or if we're all just getting screwed off and screwed around on this whole thing, hoping that maybe, just maybe, there is a reason to have hope. We'll find out in the days to come and the time to come as well. We know that Hunter Biden is still running free. No, he's not. He's in Marshall's custody. We know that as well. And I do believe that Joe is in the Marshall's custody as well, because I do not see him as a free man. I see him as someone who walks around with the U.S. Marshals. I do not see him walking around with Secret Service. All right, guys, any questions or comments, get a hold of me. I will get back to you as soon as I can. If anything you need, like I said, I am here for you. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, don't give up, don't give in. We'll win, I promise. I'll make promises I can't keep, guys. Thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. I believe you guys have the power. You guys have the ability to be great. Do not hold yourself back. Do not limit yourself. The only one that limits you is you, and that is not how this works. The Constitution limits the government, but never limits the people. Read your Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read it often. Understand the owner's manual of the country that you want to live in, not the owner's manual of the country they want you to live in. You do not change the world you're on. You change the world you're on. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.